Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hello. Oh, it's been a while since I've actually recorded a live episode without any editing. So we're going to do that today. And if you can hear music in the background, obviously you guys know I'm a new mom, that would be my daughter's nap music playing in the background because she's having a nap. So if you can hear that, I apologize, but hey, life happens. So today I wanted to talk to you about a lesson that I just recently learned that God just totally blessed my life with, and it has just changed my life around as a mom, as a business owner, as a wife, like everything. So what I wanted to talk to you today is not only share that experience, but share the word pivot. The word pivot. This is the word that I recently, God just placed upon my path with a huge life lesson for me, and I want to share it with you today. So bear with me. Hopefully this mom brain keeps me on track. But so recently what happened in my life is I have been not only like glued to having a nap schedule with my daughter and trying to get her, you know, on a schedule and just doing all the things right and getting all the, just all that pressure of doing everything right, basically, is what I'm getting at. We haven't been so good at explaining things recently, so we'll just stop myself right there. But long story short, I've been so glued on this routine and how things should be and what my expectations are. And whenever something didn't go as planned, my day would just feel shattered. Like I'd have to change my entire day and it would just be such a bummer. And I didn't like that, but that was just what I was so accustomed to that I kept going and had that negative perspective on if something doesn't go as planned, you know, the rest of my day is going to go to shit, is basically what I had going, which is not healthy. It's not healthy at all. So what recently happened in my life, you guys, is I have started a journaling routine again. I haven't journaled for what feels like ages, and it was such a healthy habit that I had, but I stopped because I just didn't have the time with our daughter. So I started journaling. I was about 2 days in and I was starting to love the routine. It was so much fun. I loved it. I felt good. It kickstarted my day. And then I lost my journal. And for those of you that know me, you know that I am that person that has a journal for everything. I have a journal for gratitude. I've got a journal for prayers. I've got a journal for just mind dumps. I've got a journal for like finances. Like I have a journal for everything. I'm not one of those people that has a journal that, you know, this is my one journal and everything goes into it and I'm just going to label it. No, I have a journal for everything. So I lost it. I was going to start journaling on day 3. I was so excited. I had this huge realization and I'm like, I got a journal. Where's my journal? And I panicked and I freaked out and I got mad. I was mad that I got so happy that I had another routine for myself as a mom that made me feel good and excited and just kickstarted that zest for life again, which if you're a new mom or recently a mom, yeah, just a mom in general, you understand that that's really important to get that zest going again. And I had it and then I lost it. And I was so mad. And I was like, the enemy is not happy that I have this going for me right now. And he just hijacked my journal and hit it on me. So anyways, before I go on a bubbly goldfish tangent about this story, a long story short, what happened was I prayed about it and I was like, Lord, I need my journal. Like, please tell me where my journal is. Please help me find my journal. I need it. I need it. I need it. But the thing is, God gives us exactly what we need in the moments that we need them. If we are not ready for what is about to happen, it's not going to happen. He's gonna prepare us. He's gonna mold us. He's gonna shape us and teach us what it is that we need to know in order for that next season of our life in our business or whatever it is. But until you are ready, it's not going to happen. So I want you to know that. It's not that it's not for you, it is totally for you. If God has that desire placed on your heart for something, it's going to happen when it's going to happen, but just know that it's placed there. It's going to happen, but you have to go through seasons in order to receive that. Like with my business, for an example, and we'll get back to my story here in a bit, but with my business as an example, it took me 7 years, 7 years, you guys, to actually get to where my business was a full-time income, not a month. Not 6 months, not a year. It took lots of persevering, lots of dedication, not giving up on myself. It took going, lots of growing, lots of learning, and just knowing deep down that, okay, God placed this desire on my heart for a reason. He has placed this passion, this purpose in my life, and He's going to equip me. He has qualified me. And I trust that it's going to happen when it's going to happen. But I have such a passion for this that I'm not going to give up until it happens because I just know this is where God is leading me. And I kept going and I kept going. And it took me 7 years. So for those of you that are, going, why isn't this happening for me yet? Because you see so many people on social media right now, especially going like, oh yeah, you can have $1 million. Apparently, $1 million years are like the new thing. You want to have $1 million year? Grab this course. I can teach you. Blah blah blah. Yeah, I get it. That's the new thing. Yippee hooray. But what they don't realize is that. Yeah, maybe down the road, and because we're talking about millions, I'll just stay with the millions because that would be amazing. But hey, if it's meant for me, it's meant for me, it's meant for you, it's meant for you. But it's going to happen when it is meant for you, after going through those seasons, after learning the lessons you need to learn, shaping who you need to be in order to be in that season. So, like my business, I had to learn so many things. I had to grow so much as a person in order to be where I am today in my business. And even where I am now, like I still have so much to learn. I have so much to grow. Now I'm in a new season. Now I'm a, as they say, a mummypreneur. Sounds so weird. A mummypreneur. But now I'm a mom and now I'm learning to grow a business while I'm taking care of a human being. It's tough. It's hard. And it's new to me, so now I'm in a new season. But anyways, we're going on a tangent now, so let's go back, Courtney, backwards, back to my story. This is what happens with these live episodes. I go off, but we're trying not to do that because I value your time. But yeah, so anyways, back to the journal story. What happened was I lost my journal, and I was mad, I was upset, I was frustrated, but then suddenly, God just gave me this realization. He's like, you need to pivot. Sometimes things aren't going to go as planned, and that is okay. You just need to pivot. And this word pivot just kept drilling into my brain, and I could not get that word out of my head. And I realized that is the lesson that God wants me to learn. And that's what I want to teach you guys today is about that word pivot. It is so powerful. It is such an impactful word and it's so simple. But things aren't going to always go as planned. You're going to have hiccups. You're going to have roadblocks. You're going to have, like for using business as an example, you're going to lose clients. You're going to have people ghost you. You're going to have like I could go on about so many different things that can go on wrong in business, but I don't want that to be the focus of this podcast episode. I just want you to know that if things aren't going as planned, pivot. Pivot the direction. Pivot what you're focusing on. Whether that is, maybe you don't feel as aligned in your business, pivot, do something else. It is okay. You have permission to change. You have permission to pivot. If you aren't happy with your prices, pivot. If you aren't happy with how your day is going, even pivot. No matter what is happening in your life, you have the ability to pivot. You have the ability within you to go, I don't like how this is going. Something needs to change. I am ready to change and make the shifts that need to happen. Things aren't perfect, you guys. Perfection is, it's non-existent. Perfection is this perfect world, this bubble that, society places in front of you that goes, hey, this is what your life could be like. And then you compare yourself. And we don't want to live a life like that. We don't want to have a business like that. We want to have something that lights us up and fills us with joy. We want that for ourselves, for our life. And that is what God wants for you too. So what we need to do today, this week, this month, the rest of this year is just, if something doesn't feel right, pivot. If something isn't going right, pivot. If you're not happy, pivot. If something happens in your life that you're not happy with, pivot, like pivot, 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 pivot. I cannot express that enough because when things aren't going right in your life, you can stay stuck. You can stay where you are right now. You can stay with the circumstances that you have in your life right now, and you can spend all that time focusing on the negatives and focusing on what's not working and how you're not happy and how things aren't going as planned, and poor me, poor me, poor me. Or you can pivot. You can bring it to God and say, hey, Lord, I am ready to pivot. I am ready to shift. I am ready to fulfill this purpose that you have placed upon my heart for me. I know that you have equipped me. I know that you have qualified me, and I'm ready to pivot and do whatever it is that you need me to be doing right now in this exact moment. And pivot. I feel like that's all I have to share with you guys today. So I'm going to end this episode. I love you guys. And just so you guys are like aware of what's going on with this podcast, because with our daughter now, I've kind of been trying to post episodes, but I've realized that the way that my body functions and just who I am as a person, I don't like running off of a schedule. So if I feel inspired, I'm going to record an episode and it's going to come out. If it's, three episodes in one day, it might be three episodes in one day. If it's one episode a week, it might be one episode a week. For all you know, you might even have like 10 or 12 episodes in one week. So I just want you to know that because I want you to also have the ability to binge if you are like me and once you start listening to something and you love it, you just can't stop. I want that for you. So that's what I'm going to do going forward with this podcast is I'm not going to put that pressure on myself to, oh my gosh, it's Monday. I haven't recorded an episode and pressure myself to record an episode because that's not in alignment with who I am. And it's not going to be a really good episode because it's going to be forced out there. And rather than it being something that's inspired in the exact moment, it's going to be something that's forced and pressured and just, oh, I don't like that. So, again, if that's something you deal with, pivot, pivot, pivot. There's no rule book out there on how you have to run your life and how you have to do things. So, this is me just sharing that for you guys. That's what's going to happen with this podcast going forward. And I hope that it works for you guys. I hope you guys love it. Anyways, I love you guys. God bless you. And I will see you when our next episode comes out. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support.
I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.